Good morning. Welcome to Alive Christian Ministries Sunday service on Sunday the 7th of June 2020. We hope that today you'll be blessed, you'll feel the presence of God and allow him to speak to you. I just want to thank everyone who has contributed to today's service, and we just look forward to what God is going to say to us. I just like to pray. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity of gathering together. Thank you for the technology that allows us to do this virtually during these challenging times. And I pray that your spirits will be very close to us during today's service. In Jesus' name, amen. We now go into our first worship song.
Oh, blessed.
Lifted. Let us pray. We pray for the situations in the world, particularly in America at the moment, where racial prejudices are being shown, Lord. We pray that your love, your grace will break into these tensions. We thank you for the perfect example of love and equality that Jesus showed us. We pray that you will help us to remember this in all our daily situations and interactions, whoever they may be with. We pray for those caught up in the tensions in America at the moment. We pray for understanding and peace for the communities involved. And we pray for tolerance and patience across all branches of law enforcement. Finally, we pray that you will bring reconciliation and unity where there is currently anger and division. Pray for protection for everyone involved, Lord. And we pray that your name will be shown. We thank you, Lord, for the protection and provision that you have shown to us over the past few months in this pandemic situation. We pray for your continued protection and provision as we move into the next phase, particularly around lockdown being eased. We pray for those who are on the front line in our hospitals, care homes and communities. We pray for their protection, for their peace and their guidance in their daily dealings with patients, staff and family members. And we pray for those who may be feeling anxiety at the thought of being allowed more contact again. We also pray for our Prime Minister, for the government and the advisors involved in the decisions surrounding the relaxation of lockdown. We pray for your guidance to them. And we pray that you will enable them to make the right decisions for this nation, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
This morning's reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 24. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit, do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good, reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.
You've never failed me yet. I never will forget. You've never failed me yet. I never will forget.
Hello, everybody. Today we begin a new series. We're thinking about Christian living and some of the things that are essentially special to the Christian way of life. For instance, we'll be looking over the coming weeks about evangelism, the need for Bible reading, giving, community, and all sorts of other topics. But we begin today with the topic of prayer. So it would be a good place to start if we just said a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon us as we study your word together this morning. Guide us, speak to us, and help us in our walk with you, our Christian lives. In the name of Jesus, and for his glory. Amen. Now, I could start by talking about Jesus' instructions to his disciples. Obviously, what's come to be known as the Lord's Prayer. But I don't want to do that. I'll leave that for someone else. He responded, however, to their request, "Lord, teach us to pray," with those amazing words. And he started by "Our Father." So when we pray to our Father, our Heavenly Father. When we pray about all sorts of issues and things. And I want us to try and just unpack one or two of those this morning, as we focus particularly upon the Bible reading that we had earlier in our time together. If, however, you do want to look at the Lord's Prayer, you'll find it in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, and Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. It's not a bad idea to ask, why pray? Why pray at all? Who do I pray to? What should I pray for? When should I pray? Can I pray for myself as well as for others? All very good questions, and all really quite challenging in their own way. But above all, prayer should be natural. After all, at the moment, it's thought that many more people than usual are searching the internet for the subject of prayer. There are some interesting statistics available on that. Many more people than normal, by the way, are attending virtual worship services too. So if it's your first time at Alive Christian Ministries, it's good to see you. Well, virtually, of course. It's the heart of mankind to reach out to God. It's all the more amazing when we understand that it's God's heart too, to reach out to us. And it's prayer that opens the gateway to our understanding and the experience of this communication with God. As I mentioned, prayer is to the Father. It's in the name of Jesus, his Son. And St. Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit helps us in our prayers. Jesus himself said that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead us into all the truth. And I presume that includes opening our hearts and minds to understand the kind of things that delight God's heart when we pray. So, what do we read about prayer in today's passage that is different then, that is a key that unlocks something that's perhaps not necessarily new, but I hopeful in our understanding of prayer. There is a vital secret here. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Prayer, if you like, is the jam in a sandwich. And this is a vitally important principle for us to try and get our heads around. But rejoice at a time like this? Rejoice in the middle of a pandemic? Rejoice in a time of national crisis? Rejoice when figures are going through the roof with regard to deaths from COVID-19, past 50,000 now, if one set of statistics is to be believed? Well, yes, even in these circumstances and in this situation, there are things that we can rejoice about. There are things which will lead us or can lead us into a sense of rejoicing. Yeah, but not if we focus on the events of coronavirus, but if we put it into the context of God's plan and purpose for the world. No, I'm not blaming God, but just look at this. Paul, when he writes earlier to this church in Thessalonica, he thanks God. He rejoices in their acceptance of him, their welcome of him, as he came from Philippi, where he'd suffered all kinds of indignities, imprisonment, falsely, and all sorts of other issues. When he arrived in Thessalonica, was made welcome. They became very special and very dear to him. Just look for a moment at chapter 1. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labour prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Just going down to verse 6, you became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. You welcomed the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit. In 2 Thessalonians, hold on a moment, pages are all stuck together. We read in verses 3 to 6 again, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials that you are enduring. Okay, it wasn't coronavirus, but it was just as deadly. So we can rejoice at a time like this. There are things that are encouraging us. There are things that are a real inspiration to us, even in the midst of today's problems and difficulties that we face as a church, as a nation, as our communities. We can find little things to rejoice. Incidentally, some of the issues that faced the church at Thessalonica caused them to think about life after death. They asked Paul questions about this, and he addressed it in chapter 4. I'm just going to read that little bit for you because it's so exciting. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep. This is chapter 4 and verse 13. Or grieved like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are still left at the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We shall be forever with the Lord. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Now, that's surely something to rejoice in, isn't it? Something to encourage us as we face up to the times that we live in now. It's important, of course, that we should be able to be assured of our own personal salvation, so that when the time comes, we shall indeed fly, as I have said many times before, to meet the Lord in the air. Can't wait. Looking forward to that. Everyone, incidentally, who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. These were the words that echoed on the day of Pentecost that we thought about last Sunday. Peter proclaiming the great and good news that not only is Jesus risen from the dead, but the Holy Spirit is poured out to enable us to experience more and more of his peace. Jesus himself said, as he breathed on them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, receive my blessing, receive the peace that is mine and mine alone." Have it for yourselves. Share it around. Be encouraged and blessed. So there's lots and lots and lots of things to rejoice about. And not least of all is the witness and the testimony and the example of many Christian folk through their Christian lives, their examples, their Christian living that blesses us and encourages us today. And if you can't think of anything else, then think of Brother John, raised from coronavirus in our own Musgrove Park Hospital. Thanks be to God for the NHS. More about that in half a tick. So that leads us into prayer, the jam in the middle of the sandwich. We can pray about anything, anything that causes you to remember good things. Easter, though different this year, happened just a few weeks ago. Rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Rejoice at good examples. When the life, when going gets tough, when life is hard, when life is difficult. Rejoice in God's blessings, good people, God's provision. Last week we celebrated Pentecost. Think back and rejoice about that. Think back and rejoice about God's plan and God's purposes for the world. Rejoice somehow puts us prayer into context. It becomes more of a conversation with God rather than a shopping list. And that's the trouble with so much of our praying, isn't it? It is a shopping list. Here, jam in the sandwich between rejoicing and giving thanks sets it in a different light. Finally, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. After you have rejoiced as you are praying, give thanks. And there is so much to give thanks for in these days. Life itself, the NHS. Did you clap every Thursday for the last 10 weeks? We did. Carers, public servants, parliamentarians, police, ambulance drivers and paramedics, just to name but a few, public health, power workers, refuse collectors, postmen. The list is endless, especially at a time like this. Oh, by the way, I've finished with a list, haven't I? But that list is giving thanks, a reason for us to pray more earnestly, pray more practically, pray more intelligently than perhaps we have when all we've done is got down on our knees and asked God for an endless source of blessing. So I want to finish by reading to you again what Angela read for us earlier on. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your Holy Spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen.
Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son, scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great. Thank you.
as we come to the end of our service today, I just want to pray that we continue to hold fast to the promises of God, that we continue to reach out to him in prayer, that we continue to listen to what he's saying to us. And I pray that in this very troubled world, his peace, which passes all understanding, will inherit, come into the hearts and minds of everybody, here and throughout the world. I pray for wisdom for those who are seeking for cures for coronavirus. I pray for wisdom for those who are seeking to heal communities in places like America. And I pray more than anything else that God's love will become the dominant thing in people's lives in the weeks and months ahead. God bless you all. We continue to look forward to that day when we can meet all together. Until that day comes, let's just hold on to the fact that God is with us. Amen.